ready?
Well, I had to find something for Bill, actually, and that poll didn't have anything on him, but a mid-season poll.
Another poll.
I was looking for it, did find him the least and second least liked coach to play for. Does that surprise you that NFL players, you talk to them around the league, would not want to play for Bill Belichick?
I don't talk to many players around the league about Coach Belichick, so I wouldn't know that one either.
But does it surprise you that teams wouldn't want to play for a coach as successful as Bill Belichick?
That's a good question. I like playing for a successful coach, so. That means we're successful and winning, and ultimately that's hopefully what we're here for.
Well, some of the other guys seem to say he was too hard-nosed and too old school. Are you surprised that other players in the league would put a comfortable coach playing situation over success?
I think success is the most important thing, for no question. There's nothing that is better than winning games as far as I'm concerned.
Tom, the success that you guys have had in the running game the past couple of weeks, have you seen a difference in looks that you're seeing from defenses as a result of that?
I mean, every team has a little different game plan, so every week seems to be a little bit different. I'm sure this week we'll have a different flavor than what last week had. But like I said, you know, about 6 hours ago when I was up here, I think that we always try to find a strength and weakness to the defense and then end up trying to figure out a way around that. So if a team is really geared up to stop the run, then we got to do things to throw it well. If they're trying to stop the run game, we got to try to pass it. If they're trying to stop the inside runs, we got to run it outside. If they're going to stop the outside runs, we got it inside. If they're going to stop the short pass, we got to throw it deep. If they're going to stop the deep pass, we throw it short. If they're going to stop the screens, we got to, you know, do something. So that's the idea behind the offensive football, is you really have to do enough things and have enough in your arsenal to be able to adjust to whatever they're doing. Because if your whole game plan is centered around one particular aspect of the game, then you know it's going to be pretty easy to shut you down. So I think the best teams have the best variety and have enough players within their system to be capable enough to adapt and change and still ultimately go out and be effective in a lot of different areas, whether it's a driving rainstorm like we had a few weeks ago, or if it's perfect conditions, which you know we may have this weekend, or whether you're down by 24 points like we've been at times, or whether you're up 24, you know, all those different brands of football really come into play. So I think to be a good team over the course of a long season, you have to be good at all those things and then play to whatever situation ends up happening. Yes?
Is that why you think you guys have been so much better in the second halves of games, that you kind of read that what the team is doing for that particular game? Because likely they're probably doing the same thing for you guys, seeing your strengths and weaknesses and trying to play off those.
Sure. You know, I think times where you go out, like the example where we played Denver and we were down 24-0, I mean, it's not like they're going into halftime going, well, let's change everything up, because, you know, obviously what they're doing is working. I wouldn't necessarily – we did that either, because we were, you know, effective at times moving the ball in that game in the first quarter. We just were turning the ball over. But I think you just have to have an understanding of what's working, what's not working, where your matchups are. I mean, everyone has a, you know, idea of what you want to do on, you know, Friday before the game. And then Sunday, midway through the first quarter, you know, all that stuff may be thrown right out the window and you may be on to something else. So I think in the playoffs, as you've – you know, when everything's on the line, you just got to do whatever it takes, and you're not concerned with anything else other than winning and trying to figure out a way to score points and get the ball in the end zone.
Austin Colley's been on and off the roster a couple times this year. How has it been working with him, and how has he weathered that?
It's been great. I mean, he was really came onto the roster late in the year, or late in the season, you know, third or fourth game after missing all the spring and summer and the early part of the year, and then worked a way to find a role on the team, and then got injured, which was unfortunate because he was really starting to come on, and then has fought back to a point where now he's a very trusted receiver on our team again. So it's just, we've got a lot of guys coming in and out of that position, a lot of guys are coming in and out of that receiver spot, and you know, Austin's been, when he's been in there, has been very dependable and consistent, really knows how to play the position. And you know, he learned playing with Peyton, and, you know, so you're in a kind of a sophisticated offense, and you're moving around different positions, you run different routes, there's route adjustments. So in that sense, there's a lot of familiarity with what he's done. He's been productive. So you know, hopefully he can go out and make some plays this weekend.
Has that probably helped him, the fact that, you know, as you said, he didn't have to spring here? We know how hard it is for guys to pick up this offense sometimes, but did his background probably help with his transition here?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think it being in a system where it's about route running and route technique and route discipline and concepts and signals and adjustments and things like that, you know, that's kind of where our offense is. That's the way that offense always has been. So not that the offenses are the same, because there are some different things, but, I mean, when you run a 14-yard in cut, whether you're wearing a Patriots jersey or a Bronco jersey, or I mean, those are the same things. So, you know, ultimately it's going to be about running routes and creating separation, enough separation where I feel confident to be able to throw you the football. So, you know, Austin has a good idea of that. You know, Julian's had a good idea of that being here with me. Danny came in, and he's getting an understanding of that. All the rookie receivers, I mean, they haven't been anywhere. So, you know, most of the time for a rookie player, they're just faster than everybody else in college. So they just, you know, run by everyone, and then everything looks good. And then it's probably why it's hard to draft, you know, a lot of those young players, because it's hard to evaluate because they're so much better physically. And then when you get to the NFL, you know, guys aren't as physically, you know, there's not that gap that there's in college. I mean, most of the guys I played with in college, you know, I don't think any of them are playing anymore, maybe one. So it's just the way it goes. So you have to be a technician. You have to understand. You have to be a student of the game. You have to work. You have to understand what the coaches are asking, understand what the team is looking for, and then just keep working harder and harder and harder. And then when you get your opportunity, you try to make it pay off.
Tom, all these, you know, matchups with Peyton Manning, you know, is that something that now that you can appreciate the history of it, even though it's still, you know, going on, or is that something, you know, after your career, you might be able to appreciate it more?
Well, I appreciate, you know, playing, you know, great football teams, and he's a great leader for that team. And this game, you know, is about the Broncos and the Patriots, and I know that they got a great quarterback on the other side of the ball. So, you know, we're going to have to score some points. I mean, they've scored points all year. I think they set a record for scoring points this season, more points than any team in the history of the league. So we'll be challenged because they've got a very good defense and they play well at home. And I think we just have to understand what it's going to take from our offense to go out there and win a very tough game on the road against a very good team led by, you know, one of the great quarterbacks of all time.
Do you enjoy the matchups with, you know, teams quarterbacked by Peyton Manning?
I mean, I love playing football.
History statement. I mean, because this is like part of NFL lore. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm just not focused on that at this point. I wake up every morning to try to come here and focus on my job and do what I need to do. And I don't read much. I don't do much. I just kind of show up and get ready for practice and then get my treatment and get ready to go out and play and know the challenge that's ahead. So, yeah, it's just not really on my mind, not this week.
Is it something that maybe after the game or after the season or maybe just years from now, you imagine yourself kind of looking back on the sort of play just did it 15th time against Peyton, just sort of that?
Yeah. I mean, I love playing, so I enjoy all the games, and I enjoy games, and AFC Championship games, and you know, I enjoyed last week's game. I enjoyed the game against Buffalo. I enjoyed the game against Baltimore and Cleveland, and so I mean, they all mean something. They're all important. I think we all work hard and sacrifice a lot, and it's all worth it because that's our choice, and we're fortunate to be able to do a job that we love to do and get paid for it, and certainly have fans that cheer us on and family that support us, and you know, there's a lot of things to be grateful and appreciative of, and a lot of things that I'll miss when I'm done playing, so hopefully that's not anytime soon though.
Talked about the importance of mentorship about 6 hours ago. What have you said to some of the younger players this week before games of this magnitude to sort of keep those emotions in check?
Well, there's a lot of guys, you know, who have talked all week, and, you know, we take our cues from Coach Belichick. So, you know, he said a lot this week. You know, in different individual settings, you just kind of communicate what it's all about and the meaning of it and just try to keep guys focused, and that's – we got a lot of really good leaders on this team, a lot of the captains, the veterans, guys who have, you know, been in pretty meaningful games. You just look, the margin of error is very slim. They're a very good team. They play well at home. We just can't go out there and turn the ball over four times, be 25% on third down, be 1 of 4 in the red area, and think that we're going to win the game, because we just have to do a lot of things well. And I think that's what you just try to express, that this has to be our best effort. It has to be a great week of preparation, which we've had two really good days of practice. We've got to finish strong today, and then it's all football. I mean, it's almost 48 hours to the game. So, and there's nothing else really going on in our lives other than football at this point. So.
Speaking of people, getting the young people focused, for the first time you'll be visiting an NFL city where recreational marijuana is legal.
Are you excited about that?
I'm not getting to go, unfortunately.
No?
So, but if anybody advise young players that maybe that's something they should think about after? Or?
We haven't talked about that, so I don't know. Maybe that's, maybe you guys... Tell me what that's all about.
I don't know if it'd be a temptation in the limited hours they have off.
I hopefully not. This is a very important game for us, and it's a business trip. So thank you.